Photos, Minnesota. Leftists arrested during anti-border patrol riot have criminal records. By Amy Furr on January 29, 2026. Some of the leftists arrested outside a hotel in Maple Grove, Minnesota, on Monday evening where they believed Border Patrol Commander Gregory Bovina was staying have criminal histories. The rioters allegedly began damaging property and throwing objects at police officers who responded to the Spring Hill Suites. Authorities declared it an unlawful assembly and began making arrests, Fox News reported Wednesday. 13 people were taken into custody that night. The Fox report said, Justin Neil Shelton was arrested on charges of obstructing legal process. In 2007, Shelton pleaded guilty to a charge of first-degree aggravated robbery after prosecutors said he beat up a pregnant woman while he and another individual were trying to steal her car, according to the Pioneer Press. The victim's baby was not hurt during the crime. Another man arrested at the scene was Abraham Nelson Coleman, who, in the past, has been convicted of theft, felony theft, and damage to property. In addition, an arrestee identified as 40-year-old John Lyndon Gribble had previously been convicted of misdemeanor fourth-degree DWI and operate motor vehicle under influence of alcohol, the Fox article stated. A woman arrested at the scene is reportedly a student at the University of Minnesota Law School, while another female suspect taken into custody is apparently an anti-Israel activist. Another female arrestee is reportedly a birth assistant at a birthing center in Minnesota. Video footage shows tensions escalating outside the hotel. During a recent press conference, Bovina made it clear officials will not tolerate violence against police, according to Breitbart News. If you obstruct a law enforcement officer or assault a law enforcement officer, you are in violation of the law and will be arrested, he said. The U.S. Department of Justice, DOJ, recently arrested 16 people in the Democrat-run state for allegedly rioting and assaulting U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, officers, per Breitbart News. In regard to agitators targeting officials outside their hotels in the state, a group of leftists in Minneapolis were mocked last week for trying to annoy Vice President J.D. Vance from outside his hotel. However, they did not realize he had already left the area. The pot-banging demonstration happened as leftists have been protesting U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, arresting criminal illegal aliens in the city and other areas of the state, the Breitbart News report said.